these desserts and these delicious things are just too expensive. So in one of my books, it's called Easy Sexy Raw. In it, I have several different fabulous desserts that you can make. Well, if you're going to do it for Easter, you can make them in egg shape.
Well, joining us now is the fantastic Carol Aull. We were going to talk on Valentine's Day, but there was a little snafu with the phones. You know how technology is great, but can also be tricky. But she is here now. So happy belated Valentine's Day, Carol.
And to you, too. Thank you.
Well, you know, Easter is just around the corner, right? And I mean, look at all the junk that's already in the store. So if we can apply these not only to holidays, but just to treats more regularly that are healthy and raw and delicious. For example, I'm a huge fan of raw chocolate. Do you have any recipes or do you have any companies that you really love, Carol?
You know, I love Sacred Chocolate. And the reason I like
Sacred Chocolate,
their chocolates come a little hard. I thought that was perfect for Valentine's. They do the truffles, which can be really very sexy laid out on the table for sure.
Oh, nice. Well, you know what I love about Sacred is they have a milk chocolate. Now, I have milk in quotes, and they just, I don't know if they use an extra cocoa butter, but honest to goodness, I can give it to my daughter, and it tastes like really yummy, high-quality milk chocolate without the milk, and it still has a nice dark chocolate content. And, I mean, all their chocolates are fantastic.
I know. I can't decide which one I like better.
They do. Now, you know, I'm also a big fan of using nuts and things. Have you had any? I forgot the company. I feel bad. But they make this little truffle cake, and it's like cashew cream and cacao, and then the little bit of cake part. Yeah, is made of almond meal. And I mean, I gave it to my dad and my stepmother when they were visiting from Atlanta. And at first they were like skeptical because I'm like, oh, it's made of nuts. And they're like, what? And they were like, this is like hands down the best dessert ever.
Yeah, I think raw meal makes it. R-A-W-M-I-O, raw meal.
Romeo, yeah. Are there others that you like, too, that utilize not just chocolate, but other really healthy foods?
You know, here's the thing I was thinking of. You know, a lot of times those things, when you buy them, are very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And that can be a deterrent to a lot of people from eating raw because they think these desserts and these delicious things are just too expensive. So in one of my books, it was called Easy Sexy Raw. It was my last book. You can probably find it in your library. If not, ask your library to bring it in. And in it, I have several different fabulous desserts that you can make. Well, if you're going to do it for Easter, you can make them in egg shape. But I was thinking these were great heart-shaped type things, too. For example, we have frozen chocolate truffles. And it's as simple as taking, you know, a cup of cashews, a cup of water, a cup of raw cacao, 1 cup of melted raw coconut oil, and a tablespoon of vanilla extract, and a half a cup of raw honey, and mixing it all together and making your own chocolate. And when you buy it, this, you know, each ingredient separately and put it together yourself, what you're not paying for is somebody else's time to make it. So it becomes that much cheaper.
That is true. I like that. And it's fun to make your own as well. I mean, you could do that with friends or your kids or your, you know, spouse or partner, whoever. And that way you get in there and you really know what you're eating. And that's, you know, what we love to talk about here, Naturally Savvy, is really eating clean, knowing your ingredients, knowing where they come from. And that's why it's so great that we're talking about this. I tell you, I wish I had some Sacred chocolate right now.
Oh, I know,
My
right?
mouth is watering just thinking about it. Now, what are some other raw treats that you like that don't involve chocolate? Although, I mean, we all love chocolate, although not everybody. The wonderful raw restaurant in my area called Revitalive. And I just bought these. They called it like cookie dough balls. And it was almond flour, coconut oil, cacao, like chunks of cacao, and dates. And it was it really reminded me of cookie dough. It was fantastic. Yet I knew I was eating really good quality food.
Well, the funny thing is my boyfriend loves oatmeal cookies. And to find raw oatmeal is very, very difficult. But you can order it online. It's rolled oat groat. But there's a store around the corner from me. It's called The Juice Press. And they sell raw oatmeal. So I go over there and I get the raw oatmeal. I bring it back. I mix it with nuts and raisins in a big bowl. I put it on the parchment paper that I put into my dehydrator, and I dehydrate them, you know, for a day and over the night, and the next morning he has oatmeal cookies for breakfast.
Oh, that sounds nice. See, my favorite was always oatmeal chocolate chip. I mean, those were like amazing, but I could easily throw chocolate chips in those.
Yeah, you could change it how you want it. He likes raisins and nuts, so I would make it with raisins and nuts. And they're so good. Even I eat oatmeal that way because I've never eaten oatmeal. I've never liked it, not even as a kid. But oatmeal cookies done this way when they're raw, they're fantastic.
I highly recommend people check out your book, Easy Sexy Raw, 130 Raw Food Recipes, Tools, and Tips to Make You Feel Gorgeous and Satisfied. You also have Eating in the Raw. You have the Raw 50. My goodness, you made it all happen, Carol. I mean, here we are with all this great information. Well, Carol, thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Well, that's it for our show today. Thank you so much for listening. We appreciate you, and we would appreciate it if you could please rate and review and leave a comment, because the more you engage with our podcast, the more you will find it and help other people find it wherever they listen to their podcast. So be sure to follow us. I'm at Andrea Donsky and at Naturally Savvy, and Lisa
at Lisa Davis MPH.
Thank you so much. And please share this episode, because the more you share shows you care. We'll see you next time.